Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India extends support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to Maldives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. All preparations in place for counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Rivkun for discovery of micro-RNA. An Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar announces retirement. And now the news in detail. India has extended support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Moizu in New Delhi today. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs, including one on bilateral cooperation in preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. In a press statement after holding the talks with Dr. Moizu, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Maldives have adopted a vision for comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership to give strategic direction to their cooperation. Mr. Modi said development partnership is an important pillar of our relations and India has always given priority to the priorities of the people of Maldives, and this year State Bank of India has rolled over $100 million of treasury bills of Maldives. The Prime Minister said that RuPay card has been launched in Maldives and in the coming time work will be done to connect India and the Maldives with UPI as well.
आर्थिक संबंधों को मजबूत करने के लिए हमने फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया। लोकल करेंसी में ट्रेड सेटलमेंट पर भी काम किया जाएगा। कुछ दिन पहले मालदीव में रुपे कार्ड लॉन्च किया गया है। आने वाले समय में भारत और मालदीव को यूपीआई से भी जोड़ने के लिए काम किया जाएगा।
In his statement, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu said, he and Prime Minister Modi held extensive discussions, taking stock of their successful development journey together and charting the path of future collaborations between the two countries. Dr. Moizu said that he is thankful to the Indian government's decision to provide support to the Maldives.
I'm thankful for the Indian government's decision to provide support in the form of 30 billion Indian rupees in addition to $400 million bilateral currency swap agreement, which will be instrumental in addressing the foreign exchange issues we are facing right now.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today met the President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu. During the meeting, both the leaders agreed that the vision document adopted today will act as a framework for deepening bilateral ties between the two countries. BJP President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Moizu in New Delhi as part of the No BJP initiative. During the meeting, both leaders acknowledged the substantial progress in India-Maldives bilateral relations over the last decade. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. Inaugurating the DefConnect 4.0 in Delhi today, he said that the government is committed to fully assist both public and private sectors to achieve the goal of a strong and self-reliant defence sector. Highlighting the importance of the meet, Mr. Singh said that it is a valuable platform to bring together different stakeholders of the defence ecosystem, which can help India strengthen and become self-reliant in this sector. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana tomorrow. Counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming in around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of counting process. The Commission has set up robust, foolproof and secured infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. A three-tier security arrangement has been made at the counting centres. In Jammu and Kashmir, the results will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 20 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. Let's go across to our correspondents who are in the Kashmir Valley to know more about the arrangements being made there for the counting of votes. First, we speak to our correspondent Divakar, who is at Budgam in the Kashmir Valley. Divakar, what preparations have been put in place to ensure smooth conduct of counting and what is the mood of the people on the eve of counting day?
Well, Sarah, elaborate security arrangements have been put in place at all counting centers in the valley to ensure a smooth count of votes. Across centers in valley, security personnel have taken up positions and patrollings are being done. At counting centers, as we have been reporting, first, postal ballots and migrant votes will be counted, and after that, EVMs will be opened for count. In different areas of the valley, people are very keen to know the results of assembly polls, as the election have held after 10 years, and there is a lot of buzz around the results tomorrow. Saira, I have been visiting different areas around Srinagar and Budgam, and have found that people are politically very aware, and they are excited to know who will represent their aspiration in the future. But this excitement is more among the youth, and this was also witnessed in the voting, as we have seen that around 64% voter turnout have been registered in this assembly election, which was higher than the Lok Sabha polls. Saira.
Right, Divakar, thank you for that update. Still in Kashmir, we now move to Anantnag district, from where our correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari now joins us. Sushil, could you tell us about the political atmosphere and the prominent seats and faces in this assembly poll in the valley?
Well, Sarah, political atmosphere is very charred. We have seen the statements today from different political parties. And as we know that as per their indications, as the statements were indicating that they are open for all the political, major political parties in the valley are open for all options, as indicated by the senior leaders of PDP and National Conference. I am in Anantnag right now. And this has seven assembly seats, and many important candidates are in fray, and whose fate will be decided tomorrow in the counting. Prominent leaders among them are former CM and National Conference Vice President Umar Abdullah, who is contesting from Budgam and Ganderbal assembly segments. Sajjad Ghani Lone of People's Conference, who is contesting from Handwara and Kupwara seats. And the Congress President, State President Tariq Hamid Tarra, who is contesting from Batmalu. Other notable contestants are AICC General Secretary Ghulam Ahmed Mir from Duru, and PDP leader Wahid Para. And most prominent name is Iltiza Mufti, who is daughter of Mehbooba Mufti, who is contesting from Bijbehra.
Right.
Sarah?
Right. Thank you, Sushil. Moving on to Haryana, where 90 centres have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes for 90-member assembly. Tomorrow's result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. For more updates now, we go over to our correspondent Anupam, who now joins us from Rohtak. Anupam, what preparations have been made for the important day tomorrow?
Elaborate arrangements are there in place, Sarah, for the Haryana assembly polls counting of votes. And the counting will begin with postal ballots. And after counting of postal ballots, the votes cast through the EVM will be counted. The initial trends from the counting centers is expected by noon. Haryana had recorded 67.9% voting on Saturday. While the ruling BJP is hopeful to retain power for a third consecutive term, Congress is trying for a comeback after a decade-long hiatus. INLD, BSP combined, and JJP-ASP alliance are hopeful of giving a good fight and playing an important role in government formation. Saira.
Thank you, Anupam. Another correspondent, Sakhlen, has now joined us live from Ribadi. Sakhlen, who are the prominent candidates in the fray whose political fate will be decided tomorrow?
Well, Saira, tomorrow the political fate of some prominent leaders of Haryana will be decided. Some of them are Nayak Singh Saini, who is currently the chief minister and contesting from Ladba assembly seat on BJP ticket. Former Chief Minister and Senior Congress Leader Bhupinder Singh Hooda is also a big face in Haryana politics. He is contesting from Gadhi Sapla Kiloi constituency. Anil Vij is a cabinet minister and fighting from Ambala Cant. Vinesh Phogat, who is starting her political journey and contesting from Dulana seat. Former Haryana Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala is contesting from Uchana Kala. And Savitri Jindal is in the electoral battle from Hisar Assembly constituency. Saira.
Right. Thank you, Sir Glenn, for that update. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirne.
Assembly election results of Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana.
Tomorrow, 8th October 2024.
Our correspondents on the ground will bring the latest developments for you.
For in-depth analysis by the experts and latest update of vote counting.
Tune into Akashvani Gold along with the additional frequencies of Akashvani.
Tomorrow from 9 a.m. onwards.
Lok Nirne.
Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi tomorrow. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Actor Award will be conferred on Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be received by Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Mansi Parekh for Gujarati film Kutch Express. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. After a meeting with the Farmers and Farmers Union in New Delhi today, the minister reiterated that this government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. Speaking to Akashvani, Chairman of Bharati Kisan Union, Delhi, Satish Lambardar said that the minister heard about every detail that the farmers raised and assured them of finding solutions. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage, with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Ryufkin for the discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institute, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated that the discovery made by these two scientists has proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. The winners will receive a sum of $1.1 million. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced tomorrow, followed by the Chemistry Prize on Wednesday. Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar has announced retirement from professional competition. After giving 25 years to the sport, Deepa, a prominent and celebrated figure in the world of gymnastics, decided to take a step back due to the physical demands of the sport on her body. In a social media post, Deepa shared that she took the decision to retire from competitive gymnastics after much thought and reflection. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India extends support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to Maldives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. All preparations in place for counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Ryufkin for discovery of microRNA. And Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar announces retirement. That's all in the News at 9. Good night.